What a great song. So many people say they love that song. In fact, they say they love all the songs that we play because they have significance. With every topic we talk about, we try to bring a song that is going to provide additional meaning. And that song certainly does. Particularly with what I'm saying, it just doesn't matter what people say about me. It's true. Because I know I'm of truth. It doesn't matter what someone who is not truthful is saying about me. So, we talk about the world leaders. And yes, you're still listening to Brian Clarity Radio. And the date's still October 11th, 2024. So taking a look at the world leaders, part of this big change that's taken place, and it still is. So take half of the world leaders. Here we go. Should I say this? Yes. Well, half of the world leaders basically lost their good karma. They're getting their good karma back. And the other half of the world leaders is getting their bad karma back. That also includes kings and queens, people of power. A huge shift taking place on this whole entire planet. So there's going to be a major shakeup. There's going to be a lot of things going on, and people are going to say, how did that happen? Why did that happen? Last night, if you watched the debate with Barack Obama, everything he said was truthful. But one of the questions that he asked, and he asked many questions, why is it okay, basically, for Americans to accept someone that's not truthful, but doesn't have integrity? That's basically the question. How did this happen? He got emotional. How is this happening? Because the answer is not in front of his eyes or our eyes. It's not. Once you start to get into the understanding of the matrix and how it works, that someone from another incarnation or many incarnations can have a total accumulation of 80 million people that make oaths to him. Then he comes into this incarnation, he's got 80 million people who have oaths to him, and they must support him regardless. It doesn't matter what he does. It doesn't matter if he's been to jail 10 times, he's gone bankrupt 30 times. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he goes down on the street in New York City and kills 5 people. It doesn't matter. They still have to vote for him. That is the power of the oath in the matrix. And through the transition of what's going on now, those 80 million people, they were free from that oath. Now things are different. For him to be able to be elected, you know who I'm talking about, him. He has to be more truthful, he has to have integrity, and he has to come up with a platform, not a concept. And when he's asked about the concept, he's not to blame anyone. So it's going to be much more difficult. But who is the spiritual council of the light supporting? They are because of the change. Because the Democrats got their good karma back. So the council is supporting the Democrats because they have their good karma back. It doesn't mean they're going to win. It just means that they have a better opportunity to win. So there's going to be a huge change in policies worldwide as the politicians, world leaders, have been taking on bad karma. They're now going to have good karma, and they're going to be able to implement a lot of the policies in their country that they wanted to do. Before, they were blocked. The same with Canada. The United States, it's going to be different. It's going to be better. This switchover, there's going to be a lot of pain. I know that. But I say to the American people, the immigration policy is no more than a 2% serious problem in the United States. So I say to you, all the American people, to the world, what are you going to vote for? You're going to vote for someone who is going to bring in policies to punish immigrants when it's not really that of a serious problem? Or are you going to vote for someone who's going to stop World War III? What's more important? The Democrats will stop World War III because they are of the light. What's more important? You've got to think this over. And with the switch, you're going to be able to think this over, because many of you have taken on someone else's bad karma to make the wrong vote. So it's going to get better for you. Take a few days and think about it. And when you think about it, you think about your family. You think hard about your family. And you think about your country. Your country is a great country. It already is. It doesn't have to be made great again. It's already great. So when you wake up in the morning, take the smart pill. Take that pill. Swallow it. And be kind. And don't speak against your government. And when you're sitting in the coffee shops, because I hear many of you when I'm visiting the States, I hear your conversations. And many of you, you're not logical. It's because that oath gave you the inability not to be logical. It made you impaired. That's being lifted off you. For most of you, it's already gone. So be smart. Okay, let me see if there's anything else. He says, that's it. Let me ask one question. Hang on. I asked him if there's any statement that's untruthful that I did not correct. And he says, no, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah, I got, you see, when I'm just, I've got no notes. Pendulum Verify, did I look at any notes during this broadcast? No notes. And so I have to rely, sometimes I'll get two, three thoughts coming in all at the same time. or I will have a thought comes in, then I'm thinking about that thought, and I've got another backup thought coming in, and I sometimes get confused. But the good thing about it is that if I make a mistake, he makes me feel like yucky. He makes me feel yucky. And when I feel yucky, it means that I didn't say the right thing. And so I have to do something so I can feel yummy. You know, I don't like to feel yucky. I love everything yummy. You know, if anyone's cooking for me, I just as long as it's yummy, I don't mind it. But please, 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 don't make it too healthy, because you know it's not really yummy. You know. But sometimes I got to add some spice to it, something that's really good for you, then it's yummy for me. So anyways, hang on. Let me see here. I think I'm not the only one that thinks this way. Hang on. He says, no, we're done. So follow the website. I don't know when we're going to do our next broadcast, because I don't plan it. He will just tell me, you got to do a radio broadcast. And in a lot of cases, he'll say, tomorrow I need you to do a broadcast. But he doesn't tell me what I'm going to talk about. In a lot of cases, I may have a general idea, but I really don't know. You know, and today was like one of those moments where, you know, I was getting ready for the program earlier. And then I said to the individual taking the notes, does the father really want me to do any sort of notes? He goes, the father said, no. Okay, forget it. They're just no notes. Let's just tell me when to come down and we'll do the show. And that's it. That's how it goes. Okay, everyone, please be safe. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Remember the farmers, okay? Remember the farmers, where we get our food from. Be grateful. Be thankful for everything. Be thankful for our medical system, our police system, the firefighters, the responders. Be grateful for our school system, academia, the government. Be grateful. Be grateful. Canada, we're in this country. This is a great country too, just like America. But embrace it, because we're both Canada and the United States, we are fantastic neighbors, 100% fantastic. And let's respect each other, because we do. We actually do. I think the time when we really get angry with the United States, and it's tough, it's when the United States beats us at hockey. Oh, my God. I could just see the team players. Oh, my God. They have been deflated. But you know what? That's probably the part of the reason we took on someone else's bad karma, right? It's possible. It's possible. So let's hope that the next time the Canada plays the Americans, we win. So let's, and then we can all meet at Panera Bread somewhere in the States and have a coffee. Okay, so again, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving, and have a great weekend. Thank you. See the moon. Does an angel contemplate my fate? Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I've been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, a lot of love and affection. Will I ride or run down the waterfall? Wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me. When I come to call, she won't forsake me. I
stay. Well, when I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know I'll always be blessed with love. And as the feeling grows,